The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it that good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it the whiskey, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy?
Swing it, baby! Here we go!
Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long, long last love?
Cole Porter, Frank Sinatra right there. That, by the way, if you're a Frank Sinatra aficionado, like yours truly, you could check out Sinatra in Paris. It's a sextet. He went out. I told you. I think he broke up with Ava Gardner at that time. I've told you this before. And so he said, I got to get out of here. I just got to go on the road. So he went all around. He went to Israel when Israel was just a young nation. He went all around the world, and he went with a six-piece orchestra, you know. And I know Irv Cutler was on drums. Was it Red Norvo on Vibes? You'll probably know this better than I. And I should know this, but it is a vital recording. It is spectacular. But the old man, this is in France, in Paris, where he does a great concert in Paris. Sinatra in Paris. You might want to check that out. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. So here we are. And hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving. We had the best ever. They're not taking it away. They're not taking Christmas away. They're not taking it away. They're trying to take us down. They want us to they want to take away Thanksgiving. They're not going to do it. We did. Not only, I'm glad you asked. Not only was it like we had Thanksgiving, we had birthdays. And when there's a birthday, you know, I'm so proud of myself. And I know there's a lot of news and we'll get into it. But my daughter has had a sweet 16. How about that? Right? Sweet 16. So now I had planned this for months. I order on Amazon everything you can that says 16 on a sweet 16. I'm such a corny dork, Dad. I really am. So I got the banners that say sweet 16. I got the balloons. I got the one and the six. You know, you put it together. Now it all comes in. Now it used to be easier going to Party City, but Party Cities are closing. All the small businesses. And I love the way. And I saw online. I wish I could give credit because this was not from me. Somebody said. Janet from Janice Dean, you know, the meteorologist from Fox. Great gal. Not a fan of Governor Cuomo. You know that story. And Janice is just a great gal. And she said, you know, they're saying, you know, to patronize your small businesses. And Janice said, we can't. You closed them all. And bingo, right on the money. So we go to a Party City. The Party City next to me closed. I had nothing to do. So I went to Amazon. You know, and I got all the stuff probably made in China, but I had all this stuff for Sweet 16, the plates, oh yeah, the napkins. Will you look at me in my life, please? This is the way. You wonder why I don't have a relationship. I'm going, I'll have to order that Sweet 16 thing, you know?
Mr. Joseph is very efficient.
I am. I need a show on the Home and Garden Network. That's what I need. I can tell you how to do a good birthday party. Al, you would have been... I got the cake. I went and got the cake with the Happy Sweet 16. I got, what color do you want? I want the purple writing. I'm so meticulous about it for my beautiful daughter. So I do the whole thing. Now everything comes in to Amazon, but now you forget you've got to blow it up. You got to blow up the balloons. Right. You have to do all that. You think it's easy.
My wife ordered six chairs from Amazon, right, over the weekend. She's spending money like water. right? For getting all new stuff for the new house.
Yeah.
Of course, my wife didn't change our address on her Amazon account.
Oh.
So now six chairs are coming to my old address. And so she looks at me with this panic look on her face, and I go, this is your problem. I'm not dealing with this. You need to call FedEx. So I give her the tip to call FedEx. The seller who she bought it from, that person has to change the address. So I said, you know, the only thing you can do really is call FedEx and maybe put a stop on it. We'll have to go pick up the chairs. But I don't have a car to fit six chairs.
Did maybe the person that bought your old house think it was a gift from you? Maybe. Oh, thank
no,
you.
No, 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 no. The guy who bought, no, thank no. The guy who bought my house is selling it. He already put it up for sale already.
Whoa, like, flipping.
You know, yeah, he's trying to flip the house.
Flipping, lady.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then here's the worst part. So at least you have Amazon by you. You can get packages to your house, right?
Well,
but so now, good. Joe... Yeah. A New York assemblyman, Brooklyn assembly member Robert Carroll wants to add a $3 fee. Listen to this, an extra fee attached to every package that you buy from either Amazon, you know, all these different retailers, right? In an effort to curb truck traffic and packaging waste and encourage shopping at local businesses. So let's say you bought six things from Amazon and you lived in New York City. On top of what you would be paying, local tax plus the item, you would pay an additional $3 for each box that it's sent in. So six times three, that's $18 on top of what you're buying.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. And I would go local if the businesses were open, but they're closing the businesses down.
Right,
so, and what gets me about Amazon, and I know everything's made in China, that just gets me crazy, but it gets there. Sometimes it gets there. Sometimes I will go out. Actually, Amazon is good, but sometimes I'll order from another place, and then they'll leave it out in the, you know, I got to go all the way down the driveway and then the way by the mailbox, and then it's out there in the rain. Wow. They just kind of place it on there.
Hold on a second. You live 80 miles from Manhattan in the middle of nowhere where your driveway is already an acre long. So I understand the first world problems of having to get out to the driveway to pick it up.
So by the way, so this and then this too. Now, and then I'll go back to the Sweet 16. I'm sorry. But I go to the post office because, long story short, I give everybody a phone. They got to have a phone because I want everybody to be in touch. So I take care of the whole phone thing, right? So I am AT&T's biggest customer, you know, and I know, you know,
it really
helped
you
because I look at my bill every month. Yeah. That's how I know that. So I go and I get a new phone. I got the new 12, the iPhone 12.
Wasting more money on technology that doesn't work. That's I love it. And you swear every time, I'm not buying the new Apple phone. Oh, it's a 12. Oh, let me buy three. Hang on. Click, 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 click. When's it coming?
I get the 12. Alice, right? It's so true. I always
complain
about Apple.
Oh, this is great. Look, this phone is like 3 feet long. I need four hands to hold it. Still doesn't work. That's it. That's you.
That big phone.
And not, they have the big one. They have the mini. Don't get the mini. Let's get the big. You know,
I'm old. I need a big. I need the big font.
I'm going to get you like a strap. You know how we used to carry fanny packs back in the 80s? I'm going to get you a strap for the cell phone and let it attach to your chest.
They go with my mullet. I'm going to grow my mullet back.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I got the phone now. So now I have another phone that's just laying there. So I go, all right, I'm going to give this to little Charlie because I like Charlie to be in touch. Yeah. So
give it the hand-me-down broken phone.
Well, you know.
That's all right.
No, it's a brand new phone.
It's a rite of passage, Charlie. You get the broken phone. It's like when you were a kid, you know, you got the hand-me-downs from your brother or whatever. How come I got to wear this? That's all right. You look fine. Still in fashion.
Ow. The phone is spectacular.
No,
I cleaned
it. So why not trade it in and get money for it so you can pay for the other phone that's already costing you $3,000?
I don't think Apple allows that. Do they give you credit for the phone?
Sure they do. They should all do.
No.
Absolutely.
Apple's like the good.
No. Apple phones are worth money. Older phone. The Apple. I mean, you have like the newest phone, and then like 6 months later, the next one comes out, and you get it. So believe me, it's still.
Back.
Yeah, you're getting top dollar. You're getting top dollar for your trade-in.
Can I take it back from my kid now? Can I find it? Daddy, I want my phone. Give it back to me.
Give it back.
I can get money for it.
There's money. There's money involved there, kid.
I said, let me send Charlie. She's a great kid, by the grace of God. What a beautiful.
Absolutely.
So I said, let me send it down. Now, how am I going to send it down? So I go to the post office again. You know, the post office I told you about, that was the last time I was there. It was very rude. So listen to me. So now I have a great postal gal. She comes all the way down my rain-washed-out driveway. She delivers things to the door.
Takes a half a day to get down there. She's going to stop for lunch while she's trying to get down the driveway. You make it, yeah, seriously, you make it like you have the Ponderosa, like it's bonanza.
No. Just a washed out driveway because they're too cheap to pave it. So they come down, and so she's great. But I go to this other, not her post office, the other post. There's these little hamlets, as it were. So I go, and I swear to God, and I'm not going to be racist here, but it's going to sound racist. But no, I know you got to be.
Here it comes. Go ahead.
All I heard was, and I wasn't sure what accent it was, so I'm not going to even say it was an accent. But I walk in, and I just hear very loud, See, now that's my indeterminate foreign extraction.
No,
that's
okay? A mix between Korean, Chinese, and Japanese.
No, yeah, there you go. Okay, is that safe? Is it safe?
Well,
is it safe?
Asian countries, yeah.
No, because I don't want to be racist, but when I walk into the post office, a United States post office, you want to hear the language of English spoken, but it's okay because my grandparents never spoke it well anyway. I don't understand. Right. Whatever it is, she's yelling in the back. She's on the phone. So now I'm waiting. Now, do I ring the bell? I don't want to enter. She's
on the phone.
She's not waiting for me. Finally, she comes out. I go. Hi. I want to just send this phone. She goes, bubble
wrap. What?
Listen to me. Bubble wrap. Bubble wrap here. Tape. Bubble wrap. I got to put together like a construction project in school. She hands me, I swear to God, at the post office, bubble wrap, a tape, and an open box that's not even open. I got to fold the box. I got to fold the box like I'm doing a construction program in school. Right. So I fold the box. I got to do the tape. Now the tape doesn't work because it's tape that because it's from the post office. And I can't,
there you go.
I was there for like a half an hour. Sweating,
yeah, but you got to bubble wrap the phone because they're going to bang it around in the truck. It'll be broken.
But if I went to UPS, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? If I go to FedEx, they're going to – if I go to the store –
No, you'd still have to put it together.
Yeah, even if I went to the UPS store, they would do it for me.
Especially now, absolutely.
Oh, God almighty. It took me like a half hour I got the phone out of the phone. If it, God forbid, they could throw it out of a 30-store building, it's gonna be okay. But I said,
good.
My gosh. And she was and it wasn't that the lady wasn't nice. She was nice, but she had no idea. Then I used the tape, and apparently I bought the tape for $3.99. And then I bought the bubble wrap for like $5 more. And she said, so I go, oh, here, I don't need the tape. Keep the tape. She puts the used tape back onto the display to sell it
no,
again.
No, really?
Wow. Yes.
Some
and
racket.
I go, you may not want to do that because it's used. I said, no, I'm saying.
I would have just taken the tape. On principle, somebody's going to pay
$3.99
for tape.
Where she
comes
from uses used tape. I said, oh my gosh, only at the post office. I got it out. I got everything done this weekend. I'm exhausted. I swear to God.
And now Charlie has a phone that will probably break.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Well, Charlie deserves it. She's such a good kid. But anyway, so I decorated. Joey, you should see what I did. I decorated a house. It's
boy.
You know who helped me? Allie. Thank God Allie
really?
Helped me. She did the balloons. We blew the balloons up. You have a helium. It's a red thing that you get. You can order. It's like a helium tank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you need in the house, a helium tank. Walking around on a Saturday night.
Joey's come over here.
Hi, how are you? I never did that. I would never put helium in my body. Remember?
Why?
I remember when
it's fun.
I know, but
it's not a long-lasting effect. I would never put helium in my body. What do you think is going to happen? You're going to float away?
So it worked. No, so this is my life. So we blew up the balloons, of course. What happens? Because I got it on Amazon because it used their helium. And then Olivia was going to come over later, give him a nice presentation. I put this beautiful pink kind of glowing thing that it's not glowing. It's like a shiny pink.
Mr.
It's
Joseph like you could put really it in. Knows how to decorate.
Oh, listen, to open when she came to the front door, it was like this pink, this thing, like she had a, what do you call this thing that's hanging there all pink and shiny and everything. So she had to walk through that to come. Oh, it was great. But as I got up in the morning, all the balloons were deflated because helium didn't work.
I want you to come decorate my apartment. I had a carpeting put down the other day. I want you to come in, put the pink stuff, the balloons.
You put the carpeting down because the Chinese guy downstairs was getting upset?
Yes, yes. He was he was very annoyed by the noise, and I didn't want him to come up, bring me another wine, try and feed me potentially poisoned food. So I said,
ask him to hypnotize you.
Let's put the rug down.
Maybe he'll hypnotize you.
You will buy the rug. You will buy the rug.
The Chinese... And by the way, we say Chinese because he's Chinese. I don't mean to be racist,
right,
okay?
Right.
Well, is potentially. It okay to say that?
But I tell you, you decorated your house. I spent Sunday night watching the football game while trying to put a cord from a sweatshirt back into the sweatshirt hood. That was my excitement for Sunday night. Because my wife goes, oh, it came out. You got to fix it. Oh, okay, great.
And you thought the hypnosis was sad?
Hell, that is just impossible. That's the
I did it.
I tried to do that.
I did it. Took
you
me a half hour, but I did. Yeah, of
you
course. You need patience.
This is exciting.
I know.
So,
exciting Sunday night.
Now I'm going to say something. I apologize now because this is racist. Huh? This is racist. The Chinese guy.
A lot of racist stuff.
Sibilia.
What? What's that?
Sibilia.
Yeah.
Rocking to my... Rocking to my eyes. I can't. Okay, I said it. I apologize.
I hope he's not listening. Yeah.
You are under my control.
You know, I'm really scared. I don't know if I locked my door this morning so he could break in, steal everything for that. Yeah.
This is not the charade.
I'm sorry. All right. Debbie Duhame, thank God, saving the day. Oh, Debbie, please.
So the balloons deflated? The balloons you used, they all deflated?
And I'm such a Mr. Joseph. I really am. I'm so meticulous and such a dork dad that I had everything meticulous before I went to bed. And I look at it. I stare. I go, okay, I got a big poster. Sweet 16, Olivia. I got everything. Aww. And it's gone. And I go to bed knowing I did such a great job. I come down. Everything's deflated. Oh, jeez, man.
Oh, you got a helium that didn't work. Oh, man.
Well, you know, only me. Oh, man. Oh, I'm
so
trying,
funny.
Deb. Lord knows I'm trying. Joe on the radio. We'll get through it. We're going to actually talk politics when we come back. Say praise the Lord. Rick Mehta is going to join us. There's a leading New Jersey delegation going to Georgia to help out the senators, Loeffler and Perdue down there. And we're going to find out about that. Professor Alan Dershowitz and Commissioner Sal Cassano as well. And also we're going to talk to a gentleman who supports the legalization of marijuana. I do not, but we want to hear what the debate is, and we will get into that this hour. We do have news, so I wanted to deviate a little bit because you got to laugh and you got to always just, you know, by the grace of God, Deb, we'll get through all of this craziness.
Yes.
You know we will.
Mm-hmm,
and you will get us through the traffic, AM 970, The Answer with Debbie Duhame at 821. Deb, how are we doing this morning?
Joe, I'll tell you what's happening on 111 Wheeler Road, southbound, right at Neconset Highway. Watch out. You have an accident here getting out towards Smith Haven. Traffic is moving solely this morning on the Cross Bronx westbound, right out toward Rosedale Avenue. Still have that ongoing investigation in the Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy area. Bedford Avenue is still closed, subject to closure by DeKalb Avenue, that overnight accident. So definitely watch for that. We're also seeing some slowdowns now with fire department activity on Broadway. Broadway getting down toward the 140s and in toward the 130s. Some fire department activity reported there. And traffic slowing down on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Cypress Hill Street with a collision in the right lane to prepare for some delays there as well. 287 southbound exit 35 in Morristown. It's a collision. Rain and wind today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, back to business, if I may, at 823. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is near and dear to my heart. They do so many wonderful things for the catastrophically impaired and the heroes that really are hurt in battle. They're building smart homes for veterans. So they're making it Season of Hope. They are marking now it's Season of Hope, and they need your help. Okay, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and you know how much I love the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating. Check this out, please. 36 homes in 36 days. Boom! That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states around our country, and they're bringing hope to great Americans. Again, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across the country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. I've been with Tunnel to Towers pretty much from day one. I got to tell you, this is a spectacular name of Steven Siller, you know, and the Siller family doing so good. So we want you to join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month. Now, that's not too much to ask. $11 a month. You can go to T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then the letter T, T2T.org. Will you check it out, please? That's T, the number two, then T.org. We want to bring help, you know, and hope to America's heroes and their families. TunnelToTowers.org. Thank you.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states. Get your Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com.
Tiger Lady knows it's been a tough year for everyone. So in the spirit of looking out for one another, we're making Tiger Lady even more affordable and extending our best offer. Through this Sunday, use the code CYBER and save 40% off your entire order, plus free shipping at TigerLady.com. Go to TigerLady.com and remember to use the code CYBER at TigerLady.com today.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Rhino Shield. You got a Rhino Shield your home. Especially on a day like today, you know, I see the rain on my house. I tell you, it just beads up with the Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield of my deck, Rhino Shield of the home, Super Shield of the roof. And you get these great deals from Susan at Rhino Shield. 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of November, no matter when you want the job started. It's so easy, too. One person will come out, and then when they Rhino Shield your home, you know, you don't even know it. They're so meticulous, these workers. And that's a testament to what a great businesswoman Susan is. And Susan's also offering no payments, no interest financing for a year. Now, Rhino Shield is that ceramic coating. Seals your house or commercial building. Looks just like paint. Has a 25-year guarantee. You believe that? And it works great. And you just bump up the real estate value of your home and your business when people are going down the road. And they look, oh, there's so-and-so's business. And if it's got mold on it, if it's shady, if the paint is just, you know, like hodgepodge, people are going to go, that's the guy's business. No, you want to look great. It's your calling card. Rhino Shield your business. I'm telling you, it's so easy, and now's the time to do it. 15% off any job signed in the month of November. That's right. You got today. Will you call Susan today? Get a hold of that deal. And again, no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Support your local small business, please. Call Rhino Shield today. Susan is standing by. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So Rick Maida ran against Cory Booker, and, you know, he didn't win, but he's a good patriot. He's a fine Republican, and he was the United States Senate nominee from New Jersey. He is leading a New Jersey delegation to Georgia to help Senators Loeffler and Perdue in that U.S. Senate runoff. Hey, Rick, welcome back to the show, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Great to be back on.
Well, it's great to be with you. We had a good time. And when last time I saw you was in Bedminster, and you didn't get – did you get – oh, my gosh, they made such a big thing out of that Bedminster thing. You were okay, though. I read that you were okay. You didn't have any coronavirus or anything like that, correct?
No. That was all just blown out of proportion. Again, more of the governor just being histrionic. You know his drama. So, no. We were just perfectly fine.
Well said, and great to meet you and your lovely wife, and see you work in the area like that. It wasn't a room; we were outside. It was all social distancing, and just great to see you and your wife there, Rick Maida. Rick, tell us what you're doing going down to Georgia, brother, huh?
Well, I got to tell you, Joe. I mean, this has been a crazy election, a great election. I'm honored, actually, Joe, to have over 1.8 million Americans vote for me here in Jersey. They believed in me. They fought for me. The most votes ever received by a Republican statewide candidate in New Jersey. I mean, we made history notwithstanding the loss. But so now I'm asking all of those who supported me to join me and get involved in the fight to keep the balance of power in the United States Senate. I mean, the control of our U.S. Senate hinges on two races that's happening in Georgia. These two special elections will be on January 5th of 2021. I'm putting together a great team, a delegation. We're going down to Georgia. I mean, they're not going to know what's going to hit them. I mean, we're talking about Jersey, real good women and men that are going to be out there fighting for our country, fighting to keep the control of the Senate. And I got to tell you, Joe, this is really important. If people in Jersey don't think it affects them, it does. Yeah. You know, if we lose these two seats, we give the Democrats control of all three branches of government, which gives, you know, unchecked, yeah, unfettered power, yeah, to, yeah, one party.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. They said, I bet you if Biden gets in, too, he's not getting even like that, because someone said on the news the other day, I was watching that, he hopes that the Republicans stay with us, taking over the Senate, because he's going to, you know, otherwise, you're absolutely right. If they take over the Senate, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, walk in and they own it. You're absolutely right. And I appreciate your fight. But what do you tell people? And I must say, Rick, I feel like this a little bit now. You know, so many people, like 73, 74 million people voted for President Trump, yet they still smoked us on the illegal votes. And if nothing happens in the Supreme Court, Biden is in, and it's a tainted illegal election. And after a while you go, for that many millions of votes, why bother voting in Georgia? But you're saying keep the spirit, and now more than ever we got to show up.
Now more than ever, we got to show up. I mean, look what's going to happen if they take over the Senate. They're going to destroy our economy. They're already putting a transition team together to bankrupt our healthcare system. You know, our prescription drugs are going to become unaffordable again. We're going to get all millions of jobs that we got globalized and lost to countries, yes, like China. That, yes, affects us right here in Jersey. And our small businesses, Joe, have been shuttered. I mean, from day one after the pandemic hit, I've been trying to fight to save our small businesses. And we need some checks and balances in the Senate. I mean, look, we got to get a stimulus bill passed again. And who's going to be looking out for small businesses? Not the Democrats, who continue to push for big corporations. Multi-billion dollar tech companies are making, I mean, they're the ones that are reporting significant profits during these times. And you got your mom and pop, you know, pizza places and restaurants just getting decimated, and no one's looking after them. So yeah, well, we're building, yeah, a team, and we're heading down to Georgia.
Well said. Stacey Abrams, who ran against, you know, she ran for governor and lost, but she already said, oh, it was a fixed election down there. So Stacey Abrams already says she has like 900,000, 850,000 votes from write-in votes already, mailed in. How does that happen? And why isn't anybody watching over this? You know that's got to be fraud, right, Rick?
It's definitely a cause for concern, for sure. And this is our opportunity to reset. I mean, this is going to be a brand new election. It's a special election. It's going to be happening on January 5th. And you got to believe there's going to be a lot of eyes and attention down there to make sure that the integrity of the election system is going to be protected for this election. That's why it's imperative for us to get down there and do all we can to help them.
You're going down, Rick. You're going down yourself. You're going to lead the contingency down there, sir.
Both. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get hands on. You know, there's no job too small for me. And this is the most consequential race we've had in United States history. So we're going to be right there in the fight. And I'll be going door to door. I'll be out there on the field. I'll be out there stumping. It's going to be really important for all of us to get roll up our sleeves and get involved.
I love it. Rick Maida, thanks so much for the fight, man. Great of you to join us. Keep us posted if you would, Rick. All right.
We will, Joe. Thanks so much. Always a,
yes,
pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Rick Maida right there. 1.8 million votes he got. Wow, running for Senate against Cory Booker. That is huge and historic. And now he's fighting for not just the Republicans. He's fighting for the country down there in Georgia. Going to be interesting to see what happens. Hey, it's 8:33. When we come back, so my friend John O'Caldwell called and said, you know, I got a friend, and he's the co-founder and chairman of, you know, an organization, and they really kind of, they believe in cannabis. They believe in legalization of cannabis. So I, you know, I don't believe it. I don't want to hear any of that because I got kids. I don't want to hear about it. So I said, Jen, I don't hear any of that, but I'd like to hear what your friend has to say. So this gentleman's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the legalization of marijuana, good or bad. And then after that, in the next hour, Alan Dershowitz will join us. What is the president's path to victory? Is there one? All right. And Sal Cassano, one of the legendary commissioners of the FDNY, and he will join us as well. And you're always welcome at 877-970-2999. You know, no matter what, I just felt like this weekend we got it. We actually celebrated Thanksgiving, and now we're rolling into Christmas. Did you notice Christmas is quicker than ever? Is it because the dates? I think because people are so sick of the pandemic. Christmas, yes, please bring it on. And they're doing it sooner than later. Am I right? Do you feel that way? Meantime, I felt the rush. I put the lights out already. I'm out there putting my lights out. I'm putting the Sweet 16 decorations up. What an exciting guy I am, huh? But I feel it. I feel it. But I want you to celebrate these holidays in a good way as Hanukkah comes upon us. Celebrate it. Embrace it. Don't let them take it away. They want to take everything away, and I refuse to let them do that to us, you know? So we hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we celebrate the holidays coming up. It's 8:35 right now on the radio with Joe, AM 970 The Answer, and Big Al Gattulo standing by with the news just for yous on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Amazon workers plan on protesting in New York City on this Cyber Monday. Workers are set together outside the home of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos by Madison Square Park. They're demanding better coronavirus-related safety protocols, testing, and job protections, as well as calling for the passage of the New York HERO Act. A woman is in critical condition following a high-speed crash in Brooklyn. Police say a rideshare Uber vehicle was T-boned by what appears to be a speeding car at the intersection of Bedford and DeKalb Avenues in Clinton Hill around 12:30 this morning. Passenger in the rideshare is critical, while two drivers were hospitalized and are in stable condition. There are reports the driver that T-boned the Uber vehicle went through a red light. In sports, Giants beat the Bengals 19-17. The Jets lost yet again to the Dolphins 20-3. They're now 0-11 on the season. We've got college hoops tonight. It's 2-0 St. John's taking on Boston College. The pregame is at 5:40. Tip is at 6 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970. The Answer. Seton Hall will host Iona at the Prudential Center in Newark. The pregame is at 8:50. The tip is at 9. You can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570. The Mission. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned that accident in Brooklyn. We still have that accident investigation going on. Bedford Avenue getting into DeKalb Avenue. All lanes remain subject to closure over in Clinton Hill. Alternate side parking rules, they are in effect for today. It's kind of busy right now on the southbound West Side Highway down through the 90s and toward the 70s. They're doing some ongoing construction there. Also, the Jackie Robinson heading eastbound at Cypress Hills. Watch out. It looks like an accident in the right lane, so prepare for some delays. Starting to build LIE westbound, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 111 Wheeler Road slowing down right in toward 347 in Smithtown. That's an accident with some type of investigation going on. Inbound GWB moving along okay. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 5. Holland about 15 to 20. And 287 southbound getting down toward exit 35 in Morristown is a collision being cleared. And we're still seeing this problem as you head over to 9 southbound by Business Route 33 with a collision. Rain today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Cheesecake Factory. This message is sponsored by the Cheesecake Factory. Now through Cyber Monday, for every $25 gift card purchased at thecheesecakefactory.com, you'll receive two free slices of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor. You know, when I tell you about Relief Factor and Pete and Seth Talbot, you know how they're on a mission to get you out of pain? They're really doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers this next year. I believe they're going to do it. So when we shot the commercials a couple weeks ago, I was in this brand new Relief Factor warehouse, which is like huge. And you see these, thousands of packets of Relief Factor. Why? Because people are getting out of pain with Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, I am suggesting respectfully, please, that you order that 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. A nice Christmas present. I'm thinking you may want to think about it. I don't know. It's only a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Relief Factor. Will you check it out? I love it. It got rid of my knee pain, got rid of my shoulder pain. I'm telling you something. I don't want to jinx it. But Relief Factor, for me, works miraculously. That's for me, right? And I think it will work for you. And for you to try it, Pete and Seth came up with this. Actually, Seth's idea. The 3-week quick start, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, please. Do you hear me? All right. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call 800-500-8384.
Hi, this is Larry Elder for BestHotGrill.com. It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire infrared grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used, and every time they will think of you. Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared gift giving at BestHotGrill.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Did you order MyPillow yet? Perfect Christmas present. Perfect. And Mike's got these deals for you right now. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. $29.98. The MyPillow, it's regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, my friend, but they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Also, Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. Excuse me. You have a pillow for $29.98, and you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You know what we say in New Jersey? Nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You will find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper. How about MyPillow Towel Sets? All spectacular. I've got them all. I will tell you personally, Mike is a great patriot. He's a great guy, and he understands radio. And that's why when you click on the radio listener square at MyPillow.com, you will get the most amazing deals on MyPillow, all MyPillow products, okay? And now with the holidays coming up, you know you want to call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or again, MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square. Use the promo code, please, AM970.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 843. Thanks for joining us this morning on this Monday. We got this. We got this. It's all going to be okay. There's so much to get into, and we have 4 hours to do it, and we try to do it as best we can. So my buddy Gianno Caldwell texted me over the weekend, and he's a good friend, a great kid, Gianno is, and he goes, Joe, I got a buddy, and he's supporting cannabis, and I'm going, you know, Gianno, I don't, in New Jersey, pot's going to be legal now, but I don't support it. I said, but let's have a conversation, you know, and we'll just talk about it. So Nick Kovacevic is a co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Kush Company Holdings Incorporated, the leading provider of ancillary products and services to the legal cannabis and CBD industries. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. You got a good friend in Giano, man. Welcome to the program.
I sure do. Thanks, Joe. I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, so listen, man, first of all, I got to break this down because I'm a man of the 60s, but I never really was a weed guy. What you're talking about, cannabis, medical marijuana, totally understand all of that. Plus, let's start here if we can, Nick, the decriminalization of folks arrested for pot possession. I understand we got to fix that, correct?
Absolutely. I think it's not so much that people, my dad was a prosecutor, right? I think there was a certain sentiment that, hey, let's crack down on these drugs. But it's clear at this point that that didn't work. The war on drugs has failed. So let's go a different direction. And it's really not fair if it's legalizing in state after state, as you mentioned, New Jersey, for people still to have these offenses on their record, preventing them from getting jobs, preventing them from assimilating back into the community. So it's the right thing to do. And the public supports it up to 70%.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's why it's tough to see with Kamala Harris, not to make it political, but I will, forgive me. But yeah, she was locking up people for these marijuana, someone had possession of marijuana. It's like, and again, being of the 60s, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's got to be so much more offensive things to be arrested for God's sake. But tell us about the cannabis, too. That really, now, I get stuff in the mail or someone sends me something that's CBD, that legal cannabis, I would be afraid. I use it topically, but I'm afraid to ingest this. Give us a breakdown how this is a huge and burgeoning industry.
Yeah, so, remember there's a difference between CBD that doesn't contain any THC. Now, that was actually made legal in the 2018 Farm Bill by Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
Right.
To benefit the, Kentucky hemp industry. Now, it's yet to be fully regulated by FDA, so there is a little bit of confusion, but you do see CBD products widely available at mainstream stores, and most people use them topically. I agree. Now, you go to THC, and that's your traditional marijuana, and, for most of thousands of years, people have smoked the marijuana, but now with the legal marijuana coming on the scene, people are starting to use other form factors like beverages and edibles. And so some of these could be more beneficial to the user versus inhaling the product, which most people think could certainly be causing some harm to the lungs. So this is where the industry is going. It's becoming more mainstream. It's becoming more accessible. And people are deriving benefit. You mentioned medical. Some people do need these products medically. Other people use them for wellness. They sleep better. They eat better. Their stomach feels better. They can relax. People drink a glass of wine to relax. Why not drink a cannabis beverage to relax as well?
Cannabis beverage, huh? Yeah, I guess you know what? I hear you because, I have no problem with beer or anything like that. So, but the other thing, I don't know what it is. And help me out here, Nick. Is I always feel like marijuana, weed, smoking weed is a gateway drug. This is what I feel, and now you could debate that, of course, right here. You don't agree with that.
Well, it's interesting because I always feel that too. I mentioned my dad was a prosecutor. I think, but he used to put people in prison. I grew up thinking certain things about marijuana. It is stigma, and here's one thing that I learned, which is interesting, is. While cannabis or marijuana was illegal, it actually was more of a gateway drug because where were you buying it? You're buying it on the street. You're buying it through a dealer. And that dealer is a businessman. And so he's into the upsell. And while you're going in there to buy your marijuana, imagine you went to the store to buy your beer. And the guy behind the counter said, hey, Joe, here's your Budweiser. But, hey, I got some, I got some ecstasy pills or some cocaine. You want to add that onto your order? Obviously that becomes a gateway drug. So you eliminate that and you put this through the regulated channels. And I think a lot of experts predict that gateway effect kind of dissipates, right? So we have to give this a chance. And alcohol and beer has had 100 years and I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars of marketing and advertising to create a social stigma where people accept it. And that's going to take time with cannabis. We're just at the very beginning stages of that, but it will become more and more acceptable. As we've seen just over these last 10 years, it's gone from 30% of people wanting to legalize to now 70%. So we're seeing it, but it is going to take time.
Yeah, it's a good point, though, that you make, because when you buy stuff off the street and you buy grass off the street, then it's going to be tainted with something you shouldn't have, where you can regulate that statewide. Yeah, that's actually not a bad argument. But tell me about this cannabis thing, because maybe you think I'm nuts here, but can I give it to my dog? Because Otis, my boy Otis is getting like his hips are bothering him. So the vet gave me like a dog aspirin, if you will. I don't know how good that is, but then my dog said maybe we should give him some of this cannabis. Can you give a pet the cannabis? I mean, is there something like that, Nick, that's out there?
You know, THC is not recommended for dogs, but CBD is, and there's a lot of companies making CBD dog treats, and I've heard from dog owners that it really helps relax them, calm them down. Dogs that have, you know, get excited around, you know, fireworks or whatever, people give them these CBD dog treats, and it's proven, and I think veterinarians are behind it. So I would definitely check that out. It's a real option.
Yeah, so you're really more about the legal cannabis and CBD industries. That's what's going on. Did you hear when Mike Tyson did that fight this weekend, which I actually ordered the fight, you know, with with Roy Jones? He said that I read he was like stoned. I mean, he smoked grass before he went into the ring. I mean, that was a little much, but it's not nothing to do with cannabis, but that's something we want to talk about later. Hey, Nick, thanks. So tell us the name of the company is Kush Company Holdings, right?
Yeah, Kushco Holdings, and you know, a lot of people think about the marijuana industry. They think about companies selling marijuana. We actually don't. We're what you call a pick and shovel company. We sell things like packaging, supplies, and even some of the products that they use to extract the cannabis. But we don't touch the plant, so to speak, is the lingo, right? And we're a company that's grown, you know, well over $100 million in sales over the last few years.
Wow.
We employ, you know, over 100 people. So people don't think about the extra benefit that this industry brings, not just with companies that are touching the plant, but companies like us that are supporting the industry, that are creating jobs, creating growth. And we're also publicly traded. We're under the symbol KSHB. And so we're out creating a value for our shareholders as well.
Yes, it's great. Nick Kovacevic, thanks so much, Nick. Great chat, Nick. Let's talk again, my friend, and appreciate you jumping on the air with us.
Yeah, I'd love to come on. Thanks for having me, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Nick. Indeed. Hey, you know, sometimes we have guests on, they send us the product. Well, if they send us the CBD, I'll take the CBD. I'm so old-fashioned. I don't believe in smoking the weed. But I think what Nick's talking about is legal cannabis and CBD. And apparently that is a huge industry that actually does work. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there. But Debbie, you know what I mean? I'm like old-fashioned. Hey, man.
No.
I have friends from the 60s who stay stoned every single day. They smoke grass every day. And they're stoned like Snoop Dogg, God bless him. Great. Love Snoop Dogg. I think I stone constantly. It's like a little much for me. Am I old-fashioned?
No, you're smart because that can't be great for the brain waves as we age. I mean, really, could you imagine when you're older and you're stoned and you're already losing your memory on top of it? Forget it. It's just going to make it worse.
But the CBD apparently works. Legal
That's
cannabis.
That's good. The legal stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. 850. I'm so old-fashioned. Give me a beer. I'll pour the beer on my muscles. That'll help. Hey, 8:53, Deb's on the roads on AM 970. The answer. How you, Deb?
The legal stuff is all cool. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as we head to the inbound upper level of the GWB. Watch out for an accident involving a bus. Traffic is also moving a little bit slowly here at the inbound Holland. That's about 15 to 20 into town. Lincoln Tunnel is still treating you okay. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on Route 9 southbound. All lanes closed at Route 33 in Freehold. It's all due to an accident involving a tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, the answer.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today. 212-CHOICES.
Today I'm talking to one of Midas Gold Group's senior traders and Marine Corps veteran, James Clark. James, the value of that gold that I received from Midas Gold Group last year has increased by more than 30%. Can you explain why?
In 2020 alone, the Fed has increased the money supply by more than 25% for stimulus and intervention in the financial markets. As this trend of massive monetary expansion continues, experts expect the dollar's value to fall and the price of gold to continue to increase.
Okay, so what makes Midas Gold Group different from other dealers?
As the nation's number one veteran-owned precious metals dealer, we tailor advice for every investor. We don't hire commission salespeople who are incentivized to sell specific coins. We offer a broad range of bullion and coins to meet every investor's needs.
I recommend all investors consider diversification through silver and gold. Midas Gold Group is the only dealer I endorse. Call them at 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, tell me about Real Estate, Calamine & Company. Real Estate, you know, it's the best agency for you. And now with this boom in the real estate market, you want to call Calamine & Company Real Estate. They focus on representing sellers and always put the seller's needs above everybody else. You know that. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of professionals who take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They take the stress out of selling your home and do whatever it takes to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to some actual clients.
I thought I could sell my house on my own, but I realized I was too emotionally involved with the house.
I have total confidence in Lewis and his staff.
His knowledge, care, and concern for me was overwhelming.
Hey, how about that? Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. You know, I love Calamine & Company. We've been telling you about that for a while. And I think about even selling my house. And I know people, 300,000 people left New York, right, over this last year. They're moving somewhere. Are they coming to Jersey? You know, and I'm thinking of going, well, I see that the market is great. So I called Lewis. I suggest you do the same. They specialize, again, in selling estate-owned properties. And they're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And they have a 100% success rate. Please, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, Calamine.com is where you want to go, because clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing? The rain's coming in. Weather-wise, it's going to be a rainy day today, yes?
Rain is here already, and it's just going to be a soaking rain a good bit of the day. Hard at times through early afternoon, may let up a little bit later this afternoon, but just showers all throughout the day before going away tonight.
And the allergy report, not so bad, you said, huh?
No, it brought to you by Balance of Nature. It is low. It should be low all week long. After we get past today in the warmth of 63, it's a little cooler tomorrow. Temperatures will actually back down into the 40s, about 44 with some sunshine on Wednesday.
So you did like about 150 miles over the weekend, maybe more, almost 200?
About 170 for 3 days.
And you're okay. You're unbelievable.
I've got a goal. My best year, 2011, I did 12,213 miles. I'm just over 300 miles away.
Well, you do more than my car.
I'm going to get there by the end of the year.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it, Joey. You will do it. Oh, my God. You got more miles on my car.
There.
Oh, my God bless you. Joe Lumberg right there. Professor Alan Dershowitz will join us. Sal Cassano as well. We are coming right back.